Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of Chol HaMoed, which we're going to discuss today, the idea of cutting one's hair and shaving. So there is a mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tov Kof Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, it's based on the Gemara, that it's a mitzvah to be mistaper and get a haircut before Yom Tov, l'kavod Yom Tov. And if it's Erev Pesach, which we had just now, so Erev Pesach, you have an extra thing that you have to do it before Chatzos. After Chatzos, that already is similar to halachas of Chol HaMoed, in which case, not really allowed to do it in a case of crazy tzorach, maybe I degoy, but it should be done before chatzos. And therefore, if somebody is afraid, which often can happen, I actually started doing this recently. I used to do Erev Pesach, it was much too busy, it's just very stressful. So I relied on my uncle and many Mekel Midmate Ephraim in Simon Tav Reish Chaf Hei Sifir Aleph, and many Achronim go like this as well, that the day before is also considered Lekavod Yom Tov, and it's a lot less lachatz, so that is definitely something which a person can keep in mind, that would be mutter. However, if a person like cut his hair a week before, so then if it grows back, then it would be a mitzvah to then go back and cut your hair properly. You should look good and get your hair cut before Chag. That's the nicest way that you would look. I remember with the barber I go to, actually, Yish Aribo goes there. Funny story, actually, once he went in front, I was like waiting online. I was like, hey, what's going on? I knew he was, I knew it looked like. And then someone told me, is Yish Aribo? I was like, okay, I guess he gets to go first. Anyway, so the guy, the barber told me that before every concert, he goes to him and gets a haircut. So I thought, oh, that's the Havdil, but we should be learning. Well, he does it for Kodesh Kodesh, and also a very holy singer. Anyway, but what I took from there is that before Shabbos Yom Tov, four important days, that's what he does to make himself look good. We should be doing the same thing. We should be getting ready by getting a haircut. So that is the mitzvah. So therefore, Chazal goes there, that if a person does not do that, then he's not allowed, because we're afraid he's just going to leave it to, he's working all week, he's busy. So he's a good Chol HaMoed activity. This is a good idea. Let me just go and get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Chazal made a gzira that you are not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, lest you on purpose, we'll get the shaving moment, but cut your hair also, Baker, is not cut your hair, lest you not take care of it before Chol HaMoed. Now the Chassam Sofer is a very fascinating Chiddush in Moed Katan. The Chassam Sofer says that even though it's clearly a gzira of Chazal, but like we said, the whole idea of Malacha is Masron HaKasuv L'Chachamim, that's how many of the Rishonim Paskin, that it's really an Isra D'Oraisa on Chol HaMoed. So he says that it would remain an Isra D'Oraisa to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed if you violate this Takana, because Chazal are establishing that is something which you're not allowed to do, and therefore it's Masron HaKasuv L'Chachamim, you'd be violating an Isra D'Oraisa. Wow, fascinating Chiddush. That is a fascinating chiddush. It doesn't seem like the Mishnah Berurah goes like that. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud and Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Mishnah Berurah is mashma that in a suffik, a certain case of suffik, because a taspor and a chalmoy is milsa derabanan, you can be more makil. So they want to be bad chikik, maybe can work with the sons of her pashas. Mishnah Berurah is it's a gzira, and it's not a din d'oraisa. Rav Moshe goes that it's also din d'rabbanan, not like some sofer. But nafkamin, obviously, safek and hamachmer have to be, would be this point. Now, even if you did get a haircut erev chag, so you're still usher to get a haircut on chag itself. Even let's say you normally get a haircut every few days, so that would still be usher because people are not going to know that you did that, and they're going to think that you also violated the halacha and you then got a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So that is the halacha, and even if you're honest, the halacha is, even if you're honest, you're a chola right before the regel, so then it's still aser on Chol HaMoed, and it would be aser for you to do it. So now the big question is, what about shaving? Shaving is something which everybody does, a lot of people do every day, in a common practice in many places in America, right, that everybody's shaving every single day, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm saying, in America more, there's people shaving every single day. So if that's the case, maybe you should argue that the whole gzira may not apply. So Rav Moshe basically is mechadesh something similar to those grads. Rav Moshe in Tzar Gadol, if a person has Tzar Gadol, then Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Samach Gimel, Rav Moshe is willing to at least be makel if there's major, major Tzar. So Rav Moshe seems to not have been accepted. It seemed like all the Achronim disagree with Rav Moshe. Befeir Shimon before that, the Chida was already asked this question. He said, it's known in places in Europa, the Minages, they started shaving. They have to do business with the Goyim, and if they don't shave, it looks bad, and they're not going to look good. And he says it doesn't matter. You can't be mevatel the takana of Chazal. You need a minin acher latiro, and zvadei still usher. And I think most of the achronim is menino. I do not think we accept this from Moshe at all. Obviously, if there's a crazy case of a tzarach gadol, Gadol, a person who should consult his Rav, but it seems to be from the standard poskim, I think from Rav Shechter also, I have to double check it, but I believe Rav Shechter also goes against it. I'm pretty sure of Nevensal, I'm pretty sure the standard amongst the Gdolei Achronim Bezmanenu is not to accept this Shita of Rav Moshe at all. If there's a crazy Shasid Chag, there might be other reasons to be Mekel, but in terms of Rav Moshe, I do not think we factor that in so much to be Mekel. Now, it's brought down in the Achronim that a person can be Mekel if he has like his mustache. He didn't realize that it's very uncomfortable there. And it's bothering him, even if it's not bothering to the point where it's ruining when he eats, still, because that's not a, it's yofi v'tikon aguf l'torech ha-moed in the Lashon L'Shar Tzion, and it's something that doesn't have the gzera, because that is not shaving your beard, or it's not really your beard, a mustache is different, and it's not also your hair, so therefore it's not an gzera, and that would be mutter, just your mustache, if it's uncomfortable for you, or if you want to look better, that would be mutter. What about a katan? So if a katan, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Lamed Aleph Sivav, and then based on the Shabura, if he's bothered by it, so if he's bothered by that and the katan didn't have a chance before Yantiv, even if he could have and you just didn't get around to it and he is uncomfortable, if the katan is uncomfortable, then it would be mutter. However, if it's just because you want the pictures to look better that you're going, take some Chol HaMoed pictures, so then that would not be mutter. Just because the parents want it, the Beferish or Shlomo Zalman said that would not, because generally we assume that the Gzera doesn't apply to children, but in such a case, Shlomo Zalman thought that that's not okay, that just because they want them to look better, that would not be the case. So if the kid really just wants it because he's uncomfortable, and he was lazy, he didn't take care of it, Erev Chag, and if he's like an 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid, as long as he's below the age of Bar Mitzvah, it seems to be that even that would be mutter. When it comes to a Chalaka, an Upshirin, so there are those who want to be matirit. There are those who say that that's the minug. So that's there are some achronim that go that way. It seems to be the Rov Olam is machmir. Everyone should consult the Rov with regards to that that question. Okay, I think with that we finished up the idea of taking a haircut and shaving during Chol HaMoed. I guess with one last halacha. I guess we'll finish up tomorrow with the halachas of laundering. It's really not so much, okay, you only have one day to see if it's in the way with her, but we'll try to do as much as we can. Laundering is a big halacha, but we'll discuss parts of it, Be'ezras Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha.